Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a Tuesday edition, The Drive on KFH Radio. Happy to have you with us. Jason Duda in the house with me today. How are you, dudes?
Not bad. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad to hear that you're doing fantastic.
Drives you nuts that you don't like it.
What?
Well, I said today that I've lived a little bit of a charmed life, and I don't know. Some people take offense to that.
In
I
what
think
way?
You've lived a charmed life.
How would someone take an offense to someone saying they think they've lived
know.
A charmed
they
life?
Just,
I think that's good.
Is it a little bit braggadocious to say those things?
That you feel that at your age that you feel you've lived a charmed life? No, I don't think
I've
so.
I've had my ups and downs
Who
like
hasn't?
Everybody else.
Who hasn't? Yeah.
Max Power produces the show. He's not had any downs. He's a Patriots fan.
Oh, yeah. Max is the man.
He's living the life.
Yeah, just ask him to flex for you. He'll be fine.
I don't know exactly what that means, but
oh, he likes to show off his guns. He's got some.
I'll tell you what,
he's got some guns.
For
I'll
a boomer, he's got some. 869-1240 is the number. It's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. We welcome your participation. We'll even talk hockey today. Although,
what?
My friend Jason Duda, who is a former Wichita Thunder legend. Well, you're not a former. You are a Wichita Thunder legend.
Well, thanks, Bob.
You don't follow hockey that closely.
Not this.
During the regular season.
Not this early in the regular season.
Now, see, that surprises a lot of people.
I know it does.
My theory is you played it so long that you don't have any intense desire to really follow it that close.
No, that's about right. I watched... What was it? Edmonton was playing somebody the other day when my dad and uncle were in town. So when they're in town and there's a hockey game on, it was on the TV.
They want to watch it.
So I have watched a few games this year. I haven't watched them all the way through, but watched a few games and mostly maybe the end of the second, third periods when they were here. So I have watched a little bit, but it's a long season. I love the playoffs. I watch the playoffs, but the regular season until it gets later on, I don't pay that close attention.
And I
kind of know what's going on, but I don't... Don't pay that close attention that I could tell you everything that's happening on with every team. Absolutely not.
And I don't think you're one who pays daily attention to the NBA either, are you?
No, the NBA drives me nuts. Honest to God, it drives me absolutely bonkers.
Now, why is that? Just too much?
Not a big fan. I don't like the fact that all the guys, they get together and they make their own team and they, well, let's go over here and play for a while. Let's go over here. And then these guys are mad that these guys are doing it and they weren't doing it. And then, you know what? The other day, I thought, you know what? Everybody was gone in the house. I was going to turn on the Clippers game to watch them play Milwaukee. I turn it on, and Kawhi's having a rest day. 8 games in. I'm done. That was it.
You don't like that.
Are you kidding me? All these guys are making like $40 million a year. The people that are going to watch these games in the stands, pay these guys salary, they're just going to take the night off. Are you kidding? Would that ever happen 20 years ago?
No, but
did Michael Jordan ever take a night off? Did any of these players?
Are you
going to
let me say anything?
No, because I'm a little, I get fired up with this because it drives me absolutely bonkers that we're going to have a rest day. What do you mean you're having a rest day? Don't take a rest day 8 games into the season.
Did the Chiefs give a rest day to LeSean McCoy Sunday?
Probably because all he does is fumble.
Well, that could be a part of it too, but they held him out. I'm with you for the most part.
I don't like it. I like watching college basketball.
But we all know 82 games is too many. Why not say, you know, there's going to be 10 games a year where we're going to sit this guy. We want him fresh for the playoffs.
You're making that much money, and these people are spending all this money knowing that they're going to say Antetokounmpo and Kawhi go at it. They buy tickets for that game especially, and then one doesn't play.
You know how many series you got to win to win the NBA title? 4.
Same in hockey.
So why not give them a night off or two?
How many games do they play in hockey? 82. You hear guys taking nights off in hockey?
When I gave them the night off, it would be a home game.
I still don't like it.
Because when you're on the road, people are there to see Kawhi Leonard, right? Not that they're not at home. It's a dicey area. I see both sides. I'm not usually a down-the-middle person.
No, that's true.
I see both sides of this.
Well, I can understand it. I just don't like it. I honest to God understand it, but I don't like it.
I'm checking the NHL standings. Man, Washington Capitals, Boston Bruins, Edmonton Oilers, and my St. Louis Blues again.
I know they're 12-3, I think.
Have we got something going in St. Louis?
I don't know.
Do I need to start paying more attention?
I would think you should. I mean, you won it last year. You're off to a, 12-3-3 start.
Goodness.
Something's going on. Something's in the water.
Second most points in the NHL behind the Washington Capitals. And the Boston Bruins, who were right there last year, are right there again this year.
Leading the Atlantic.
We're talking hockey, folks.
There you go.
Get in. You people that have said, you never talk hockey. Call the show, or else I'm never talking hockey again.
That's 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Hotline.
I don't really have that much intelligent to say about hockey, but at least I'm looking at the standings.
That's a lot farther than you usually get.
Right.
Well done.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
You should be. I'm proud of you.
Now, you got some domestic issues. You want to share that with us?
Well, not really, but since we're talking about it, we might as well.
We got some hockey calls coming. We'll get back to it.
I have issues. Like, can I not? I got to vent out here a little bit with my issues.
These aren't real domestic. They're not anything involving personal relationships.
No.
They involve
being a homeowner.
Housework. Household. They involve having a functional washer and dryer.
And windows.
We'll get back to that momentarily. AJ, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Well, I just want to comment on the whole wrestling thing with the NBA because, I mean, I'm totally with Duda. It fires me up because, and I'll just give you an example because you guys have talked about it, but a few years ago, I'm originally from New England, so I'm a big Red Sox Celtic fan. Me and my brother-in-law and my son flew out to Boston just to watch a Celtic game, you know, paid $300 a ticket. Plus, who knows, you know, hotel, airfare, and we went there just for the Celtics game. So that's a lot of money for, you know, me to spend. I had to save up, you know, quite a bit to do that. And then if you go there and they rest a couple players, that's just, I mean, that's why it's so wrong. I mean, I have, you know, one time in 5 years I can afford to go out there to watch a game, and then if they rest their best players, that's
no, I hear you, and that's a very good argument. My counter argument. And again, I'm down the middle on this one, which is a weird place for me to be. But if you're wanting to preserve Kawhi Leonard or whomever, because you could play as many as 25 extra games in the playoffs, the problem is the number of games played in the regular season.
Then cut his minutes a little bit during the game.
Right, I agree with that. I think they should cut minutes during the game, and it's just real hard for me to feel sorry for someone making – If your body's dead at the end of the year, well, that $40 million probably should help you feel pretty good. So anyway, I just wanted to comment on that. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, AJ. I don't like attacking the wealthy on this show because
you're one of the wealthy people, right?
For all you know.
Yeah, for all I know, you're one of the wealthy people, which is great. Good for you. But it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with it.
Well, you are fired
up. If you're one of the best players making $100,000, good for you. But don't be taking a night off. I'll guarantee you the guy making 100 grand ain't going to take the night off so he can get the 40 million.
I think some of your anger involves the fact that your washer and dryer out. I think that's a little bit of your anger.
And windows problem.
And you got some window issues.
And I got a leaking toilet downstairs.
See,
you mean some of those things you think might be firing me up a little bit right now? Is that what you're saying, Bob?
You're taking it out on rich NBA players. Let's get to Jim 35 is next. Jim?
Well, this isn't what I called about, but you're really in the winner's circle. You're back to being an Oakland fan. Now you're a hockey fan. Do you think if St. Louis had a professional soccer fan and they were winners, you would be in love with soccer again?
We do have a brand new MLS franchise in St. Louis. They start play next season, I believe. What else, Jim?
You'll be around next year.
Maybe.
That isn't the reason I called. Monday morning's newspaper had Andy Reid as rated a D for coaching, and I take big exception to that. That's how Andy Reid left Philadelphia. People rated a good coach badly because he didn't do A or B or C or whatever. Most all coaches, not every coach, doesn't know how to run a out-of-bounds fast play like the former Butler coach that retired to Buehler. I don't know what he's doing now. Under the kids from Norman, Oklahoma, that went to Nebraska.
Jim, stop. Stop. I can't keep up anymore, Jim. I want you to write these statements out. Are you married? Do you have a wife, Jim?
No.
Do you have a friend next door?
Oh, you want me to write these things out?
I want you to write them out and have somebody go over them. Because you just jumped from Oklahoma to Nebraska talking about Butler County.
You, I don't remember the guy's name that played at Butler, but those guys could run out-of-bounds plays that wouldn't take more than about 2 seconds off the clock, and nobody in football generally does that.
All right. Thank you, Jim. That's a very good point in favor of Andy Reid, if I knew what the point was. We love Jim.
But again, it is.
It's trying to figure it all out.
That's the best part.
It's a Rubik's Cube.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
Bill is next. Bill, you're on the drive with Bob Lutz and Jason Duda.
Hey, fellas. I was kind of there with you trying to keep up with, you say it was Jim?
Jim. He's a regular caller to the show, borderline Hall of Fame caller, but we've never quite understood what he's talking about.
Well, you know what? We all speak different languages, but
that's true.
That's just the way it goes. Well, look, okay, my deal with the NBA is, if, you know, everybody already knows now that they're going to rest a player, you know, the players are going to rest, why not just put it out there and say this X player is going to rest these games throughout the season, lower the ticket price, and let some of the people that can't generally come to a game go to a game.
Because,
you know,
I agree.
Play, then drop the ticket price.
I agree, but they're not going to do that because if you go, especially if it's on the road, they're not going to want to do that because they're losing out on a ton of money. So they're not going to say anything, and they don't want you to say anything because they're going to lose out on a bunch of money. And it's not, and they can always say that, well, it wasn't their fault that they rested the player. That's the problem. I agree with you 100%, but it'll never happen. They'll never do it because it's always about the bottom line.
Yeah, it's not about doing the right thing and being.
No, heavens forbid.
Care of the fan.
No, why would they do that?
There's nothing about doing the right thing anymore, Bill. Come on, this is American 2019. Here's someone who proclaims to be your plumber. Now I don't know. I don't know if that's accurate. Hello,
Jeremy.
Jeremy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, I got a new number.
Well, yeah, I know. I don't have it.
Yeah, well, don't give it to him right now, please.
You can give it to Max.
Somebody needs to take it off the air, but I did get a new number, and you got to call me.
All right.
Jeremy?
I will find you, Jeremy.
Jeremy, are you sure you can fix this problem?
He's had me fix many of his problems, so I think we're going to be good.
I'll put you on hold. You can give your number to Max, okay? Max already has your number. How long have you been a plumber?
Okay. About 15 years.
15 years. How'd you find him, Duda?
I can't remember how we met somewhere.
It
was with hockey.
Through hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It used to be a cool thing to fix Duda's plumbing, but now it's now it's becoming a pain in the you know what, isn't it?
Yeah, you know. I changed my number. But
he did it on purpose, and now he just feels bad.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
There's somebody to fix your leaky toilet.
Okay, we got one down. Now, what is the best washer and dryer out there to get? I need to find a decent one that works.
Well, we should ask him.
That doesn't cost $1 million.
We should ask him. Ask your plumber.
Somebody help me out here. No, I want to know from people that actually have these machines that use them all the time.
He works on them for a living.
Do you think he works on them?
Of course he does.
Not Jeremy. He's high tech, man. This guy does serious stuff.
He doesn't work on plumbing?
He works on plumbing. That's what his occupation is, Bob.
Jesse is next. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, guys. I've always listened to your show on my drive home, and I personally know Jason and Dia. Actually, my mom worked with Dia at Kevin Petrie's office, but I do have a few things. Honestly, Jason, I bet you, did you do something to the washer while Dia was on vacation this week? That's why you probably need a new one.
This guy knows a lot about you.
This is getting a little out of hand here. We've had to fix this problem twice on this thing already is the problem.
Yeah.
In the last 3 years. And I'm tired of doing it because it's $250 bucks a pop every time the guy comes out to do it. So I'm done with it. I'm done. Might as well get a new one.
I had LG wash and dryers.
Okay.
And I've had Maytag, and I've liked them both.
Those are the two I suggested, by the way.
How long have they lasted you?
The LGs, right now they're with my ex-wife, so I don't really know. I don't know what they're doing, so I'm assuming they're okay. But the ones I got in my apartment right now are Maytags, and they're doing great. So I can't complain there. But as your window problem or something for your window problem, you need to call where I work. I work for Henson Contractors here at 37th and Hillside.
You're killing
and
me.
We could...
This is the worst radio.
I'm getting some stuff. Other people might be in the same boat, boss.
Jesse, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah.
All right. I can't do it anymore.
Okay,
That's worse than Kawhi Leonard sitting out 12 games.
Okay. Hey, I'm getting some stuff done.
I know
here.
You are.
I came in on short notice today, and I needed to get
some stuff done.
Oh,
so now it's my fault.
No, not your fault at all. Absolutely not. It happens. No big deal. But I need to get some stuff done today, so I'm trying to multitask. I've been told I can't multitask. Look at me now. Pretty good, huh?
So you feel like you've got all your issues resolved already.
Absolutely
15
not.
15 minutes into the show.
But pretty
you've
close.
You got a plumber.
Thank you, listeners. Thank
you. You've gotten two suggestions for washer dryer. Of course, anybody could have come up with Maytag and
LG.
They're the most popular brands. Whirlpool, throw them in. And then you've got a guy that's willing to come do your windows at Henshaw Electric, whatever it is. We've done more. Here's Mr. Appliance.
this is awesome.
You're killing the show, Duda. Mr. Appliance, what do you have?
Yeah, give us a call. We can definitely get out there and get him fixed up.
You owe me $100 just to do that free advertising. Thank you.
Hey, I can't pass up a good deal.
Thank you, Mr. Appliance. We appreciate it. Mr. Appliance,
give them
a call. They'll take care of you.
Well, okay. Okay, good. That's another one.
Did you write it down?
Yeah, right there. See?
All right. You're feeling better about things.
Yeah, a little bit. We got another hour and a half, though, so please feel free to keep calling and let me know if you got any extra.
Feel free not to.
No, it's fine,
Bob. How do you like that?
It doesn't matter. I'm inviting people to call.
Jesse Newell joins us after the first break. We'll talk KU Athletics with Jesse from the Kansas City Star. At 4:40 today, Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle in.
Denise and Duda.
Food and restaurants.
Here we go.
Could be. Do I leave?
No, I don't know. That's if you need a break. I'd like you to stay.
You know what? I might leave. We'll see how you do with that.
Okay.
And at 5:40, Gary Guzman, the football coach at Mays High, they have one of the most intriguing games of the week in the playoffs in Class 5A. They take on Mays South. How good is that?
It should be a battle.
Well, it's just beyond belief to me.
Why is
that? I love it. Well, I love Mays versus Mays South.
Well, yeah, it's a rivalry. Who doesn't love those
games?
You're
in the Mays School District.
I will be. My kids will go to Mays High. Yes, they will. I have niece at Mays right now.
Yeah,
so I'm a Mays guy.
You're a Mays guy.
I'm a Mays guy.
Red and black.
Red and black. I'm an Eagle.
Right.
Should have worn my hat today if I'd have known. I'd have worn my hat.
You should have.
Now I feel mad, and I'm disappointed in myself.
Sorry.
I need more people to call in to beef me up with my appliance issues.
Seems like there's been a lot of yelling this first segment. When I'm not the loudest guy, it bothers me. You've definitely been the loudest guy.
Just here to help, Bob.
We are going to play music to honor the Anderson family today. They're Les Anderson, the father, passed away several years ago. Huge influence on journalists throughout this community. We're going to play some songs from Les's kids. today.
Sweet.
As Listener Appreciation Month continues. Stay with us.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.